From the Sky News Centre at 11. A golden plaque's been installed underneath the sign for the entrance to a site in Oxfordshire where three people died in a fire. A police cordon still in place outside Bicester Motion following the death of a man and two firefighters on Thursday night. It's surrounded by flowers and messages paying tribute. Three Iranian nationals are appearing in court charged with offences in the UK under the National Security Act. The men have been arrested on suspicion of conduct likely to help a foreign intelligence service. Ukraine claims a Russian drone has killed at least nine people in a bus attack. Around four were injured in the Sumy region. The strike came hours after Russia and Ukraine held their first direct peace talks in 3 years. Ukrainian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Georgi Tiki says Moscow made a number of unacceptable demands.
We need to see more pressure on Moscow to make them more willing to actually make some steps. And the second one is, of course, the leaders' meeting, because even the ceasefire, even things like this, in Russia, only one person takes decisions. We all understand this. This is Putin.
Seven prisoners are still on the run in New Orleans after escaping from jail. 10 men originally fled through a hole behind a toilet before scaling the prison wall. Sir Keir Starmer says a deal with the EU on a new youth mobility scheme is not an open door to freedom of movement. Discussions are reportedly underway for an agreement to let young people live in Britain for a limited time. Our political correspondent Amanda Acas says the Prime Minister's spoken to The Times.
He said if we get this stronger trading relationship with the EU, then hopefully that will be measured in the pockets of working people. People will be better off.
And a second man's been charged in connection with a London nightclub attack in 2023 involving Chris Brown. The US singer is also facing charges for GBH. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels... like this. The difference is just a few little changes. Like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more National Highways.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway.
Thank you.
I love you always forever by Donna Lewis. And that's such a sweet compliment to say. And I am George Hayhow here on the Radio Club Takeover. Yay! We've got such a jam-packed show today. Definitely more jam-packed than I would say before. So for 10 past, we've recently gone down to have interviews by Bassop Bruv interview with Shane, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge what's going on down there at the minute. We've got Zamfi's quiz on Eurovision that is happening today. A lot more interviews coming up as well whilst we're at it. The sports report with me and Bailey. Woo-hoo. And the game on show with Shane. As usual, I believe it to be a very fun show indeed for all us viewers to enjoy, and lots of laughs and giggles all around. But now, how about I play you another song? Don't Hold Your Breath by Nicole Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger. Confusing one, that one.
Yes, that is very confusing. Was Don't Hold Your Breath by Nicole Scherzinger. And my, what a great song it was indeed. So now I'm going to play you an interview that Shane got down from the Bass Up interview. So let's move on and listen to that.
I'm Shane down at Starbucks Coffee outside the Crazy For You stand for Towngate. So can I have your name for the listeners?
Yeah, I'm Faye Evans. I'm one of the producers of the show.
And what are you guys promoting down here today?
So we've got our show Crazy For You at the Towngate Theatre next week. We open on Wednesday and we run through to Saturday. So we're down here just promoting our ticket sales to make sure that people come and watch us. It's £25 a ticket. We're an award-winning society, so why not come down and watch us? We do fabulous shows.
And if people wanted to get involved in Buzz Up, how could they get involved?
So we hold auditions once a year. We do a main show every year. So next year we're going to be doing Our House. So we will probably audition in November, December time. So if people want to come down, watch us on the socials, on Facebook, and find out when we'll be doing our audition days.
And how long are you guys going to be down here promoting for?
Till just after lunch, I think.
Lovely. So if you guys want to come and see some music and hear what Crazy For You is all about, then come down to Starbucks and have a watch.
Thank you so much for that interview, Shane. That was a great interview indeed, if you ask me. And now I'm going to play you another song. It's called These Words by Natasha Bedingfield.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination D, E, F is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration.
That is not coming easily.
Trying to find the magic.
Was These Words by Natasha Bedingfield. And now I'm going to take you into our next feature with Shane on the one and only famous
Level up your radio experience with Game On, your ultimate gaming fix, news, reviews and epic battles only on Gateway 97.8 Radio Club. Game On, are you ready?
Take it away, Shane.
Thank you, George. And now it's time to talk about a new skating game that's coming to Xbox and PlayStation. Game On skaters and gamers alike, get your decks ready and your favourite punk playlist loaded up, because Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 is coming in hot and it's bringing some famous, serious nostalgia with it. At the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater Fest on May 8th, 2025, Tony Hawk himself rolled in with a massive reveal. Bam Margera is officially returning as a secret playable character in the upcoming remastered combo of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4, set to drop on July 11th, 2025. Yep, you heard that right. Bam is back. Now, if you're a longtime fan of the series, you know that Bam was a fan favourite back in the day, known not just for his skills on the board, but for his larger-than-life personality, wild stunts, and of course, his ties to Jackass and Viva La Bam. But here's what makes this moment even more special. He wasn't originally going to be in the remaster. According to both Game Rant and Polygon, Tony Hawk himself personally stepped in to bring Bam back. He fought for it, he made it happen, they even flew Bam out for body scanning to make sure his in-game model looked sharp and authentic, down to the tattoos, mannerisms and style that made him iconic in the first place. This marks the first time in over a decade that we'll be able to play as Bam Margera in a Tony Hawk game. It's a big deal, not just for the fans, but for Bam himself, who's been working on his comeback both in life and now in games. But the good news doesn't stop there. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 remasters is being developed by Iron Galaxy Studios, the same team that helped out with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. You can expect upgraded visuals, online multiplayer reworked versions of classic levels, and a roster packed with legends and new blood. You'll be able to grind through Airport Hannah, I've completely missed the whole paragraph. Alongside Bam and Tony, we're getting modern pros like Raya Salil, who's the Olympic silver medalist who's inspiring the next generation, Chloe Cavell, who is a rising star from Australia, Jamie Foy, Zion Wright, and more. You'll be able to grind through Airport Canada and LA from the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, or revisit the Foundry and Skater Island from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4, with new challenges, visual polish, and a killer soundtrack that blends old-school punk and fresh tracks. This remaster is more than a simple graphics upgrade. It's a celebration of skate culture, gaming history, and the personalities that made the franchise unforgettable. And now with Bam Margera officially back, it's clear this remaster is aiming to please the diehards and welcome a whole new wave of players. So, whether you're a seasoned skater from the PlayStation 2 era or you're new to the Tony Hawk universe, July 11th is the date to mark down. Pull out the baggy jeans, lace up the Vans, and get ready to drop back into the culture that defined a generation. So, Radio Club, have you ever played the Tony Hawk games? And if you have, what one was your favourite?
No.
Right, I'm going to be so honest. I've never played them. But have I might. I haven't, no. But I obviously have seen people play them. I'm not unfamiliar with the games and that. But I would, you know, give the new game a try. Seems quite interesting. You know, getting everyone back into the franchise again.
What about you, George? Have you ever played Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk. I know what Tony Hawk is. I've just never played it. You've it looks good, though, to be
honest. Are you going to play it when it comes out?
We'll see.
I'm not playing anything.
You're a square.
You are a square.
I've got nothing to play.
Back to you, George.
All right, back to me in the studio. That was a great feature from Shane, indeed. I do love a few video games myself, so I really enjoyed that. But I'm going to play you another song, If You're Over Me, by Ollie Alexander from Years and Years.
Like thunder and lightning, you heard me without trying. A tempest is rising. No, I don't like to be this way. And you're Jekyll and hiding. Are you real? Are you lying? So stop with your crying. I can't handle it now. You tell me. Saying I still want you. One minute you say we're a team, then you're telling me you can't breathe. Well, you should set me free, baby, if you're over me. Yesterday you said I'm the one, but now you say you're done. Stop telling me what I need, baby, if you're over me.
ago, there I said it. Don't look at me all offended. You played games till it ended. I've got to look out for me. I won't say that it's easy. Oh, I know I hate leaving. But you can't keep deceiving. Does it make you feel good? You tell everyone our love went cold. Going around spreading the word, it's over. Come around saying I still want you. 1 minute you say we're a team, then you're telling me you can't breathe. Well, you should set me free, baby, if you're over me. Yesterday you said I'm the one, but now you say you're done. Stop telling me what I need, baby, if you're over me. If you're over me. If you're over me. Stop telling me what I need, baby, if you're over me.
And that was If You're Over Me by Ollie Alexander from Years and Years. Now it is time for a very special jingle indeed. The one, the only.
Zaffy's Quiz!
Never gets old. Hi, guys.
Hello.
A special request. I don't usually pick special. Actually, hold on. No, ooh, I have to give the context first.
A special request.
Special
today.
Request from George.
Well, from everybody.
From me.
From George, yes.
The man of the hour.
Yes. Hello. Right. I'm doing a quiz about Eurovision. Yay!
Yay!
The Eurovision final is tonight.
Yeah,
right.
Baby.
So let's get some teams to keep it on theme with Eurovision. We've all gone for European. Hello, European countries as a name. Europe.
Keep going.
So Shane and George, what country are you representing?
We are representing the French. Vive la France. France.
Okay, and Bailey and Willow, who are you representing?
Spain.
Spain. Spain.
I should have represented. Espanol. So, I should have represented that country.
Right, are you ready, guys? First question. When, in what year was the Eurovision Song Contest started?
Well, it must have been
bonus like... points if you can guess how many countries it started with.
See, the thing is, ABBA Voyage was in it. So it must have been like in the 90s. I think 1974?
Yeah. Saying,
so how many teams?
I'm not sure.
Can we say like 20 to 10 teams?
1966.
I think 1974.
1966?
Yeah.
I'm saying, we're saying...
It just came to my
okay,
mind.
Okay, here we go. Zambi, hear me out, guys.
I am ready for your answer.
1974,
you
and we think there was 16 teams.
Okay. So, hello, can I get my wife out? What year are you going for?
1966.
What did you go for again?
74.
Do you want to guess how many countries were there when it started?
We said 16.
10.
They get 2 points.
Mm.
They get 2 points.
Huh?
Let's go.
So, the Eurovision Song Contest started with 7 countries in 1956.
I love my life.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that was really long ago. I thought it was earlier than that. I thought it was later than that.
Yeah, crazy, actually.
Yeah, that's crazy indeed.
You ready for the next one?
Okay, go on.
In 2001, the largest audience ever attended the Eurovision Song Contest.
How many people were there?
What, like in a crowd?
So
yeah, in the audience, in the crowd, ooh, at the arena.
I know that one straight away. Ready?
The thing is, there's no way.
Bonus point. I'm gonna give another bonus point. I'm feeling generous today. If you can guess where, what stadium it was.
So I don't know what country it was in. Wait, what country was it in?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, come on. Shane, do you have any ideas?
Right, I'm
going to
sing this now.
1 billion!
1 billion?
We need some intense music.
Really, no, I was about to say, there's no way it's billion. No,
actually, we'll go 5 billion.
5 million or billion?
We've got a new answer.
How was it 5 got a new billion? Answer.
How are you fitting right now? I've got a question to answer.
My question,
I'm asking for the audience in the arena at the time.
Yeah.
How on earth are you fitting 5 billion people into an arena?
Like 60,
I think
2000?
The capacity of like Wembley is only about 100,000.
It's 90,000. I thought it's 90,000. So I was thinking, why isn't it 75,433?
Okay, you want to go with that? Fine. Okay, well, how much are you going for?
Willow, what do you think?
What's the question again?
I bet you're too.
What did you say?
We said 75,433. I bet you're too scared to say 85,000.
Lower.
85,000.
Go. All right, bet.
Okay, yeah, get out of here.
And any guesses on the country?
I've got it. Oh, wait.
I know this.
England.
Europe.
Get out.
Can we minus
France. We'll do Spain.
Do Spain. Okay.
Wait, no.
What did you say?
I said England.
No, they didn't.
Are we going
they
England?
They did, actually.
Yeah, we'll go England.
Okay. So the answer was, you guys will be closer. They had almost about 38,000 people gather at Copenhagen's Parken Stadium, which is in Denmark.
Denmark.
Oh, we were closer to that one as well then.
So I'm going to do, while we wait for the answer to come back, because I'm going to do distances in a second.
They said Spain and we said England, so we get the point then. We're closer.
Yeah. I will double check and I will come. I will tell you guys in a second. So.
That didn't really work that well.
True or false? The Eurovision Song Contest has the Guinness World Record for the longest running annual TV music competition.
True.
False.
Wait, you guys, think about it a bit more. I need to go check what's closer to Copenhagen.
I think it's true. Yeah, I'm going true. Oh, you have your phone out.
Can you remember that distance for me real quick? 639. Okay, cool.
Okay, so we're going to say true.
Okay, you're going to go true or false over there?
I guess like false.
Yeah.
So I'm against George.
I guess.
It's fine, it's okay.
Drum roll, please.
Come on.
Wait.
Ooh.
Is that
not ready today?
So, you said false, you said true, you get the point.
No.
Yeah, baby. And let me guess, we got
the two.
And let me guess, we got the two other points. The two other points.
I'm normally the rubbish person.
Yeah, no, you would be, because Copenhagen
is closer to England.
It is.
Yes. Yeah, so
I just wanted to double check, make sure I wasn't giving anyone missed points.
Oh, so we're winning 3-2.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
What the hell?
So, which two countries are tied at the most successful countries at the contest at this current moment?
Oh,
say
easy. I know straight away. English and Spain. England and Spain.
Say France. That again.
No,
which
France.
Which countries
and Spain.
Are no, tied? Which two countries are tied for the most successful countries at the competition?
I don't. There's no.
No. Overall.
There's no way it's England. We've won it like.
I want to go with like Germany and France.
Yeah.
I would say no.
Germany and France.
I would say Norway.
Norway.
Think about that again. What you just said.
Us.
You said Norway because of ABBA. Where's ABBA from?
ABBA Swedish.
There you go. Oh, sorry, that was gonna annoy me. That wasn't me helping you guys out.
That's Sweden. So wait, how about this then? We'll say Sweden.
My mic keeps flying.
Yeah, because that one's on springs.
So
and all the others aren't.
Do you want to say Sweden and Norway?
We'll go Sweden and Norway.
Do you want to say that?
And you said Germany and France.
Yeah.
So you get 1 point. because Sweden is one of the people with the 7 victories.
Waterloo. Oh, is it Sweden?
It's Sweden and Ireland, actually.
Oh, what the hell?
Ireland?
Who can do their best Irish accent?
But also, Luxembourg, France, the Netherlands and the UK have all won 5 times. So you weren't that far off with guessing the Yeah.
I
crazy. Anyway,
okay, that is crazy.
Zanfi, you might as well stand up with that microphone.
It's fine.
Keeping it going up.
Now, last question before we reveal the winner.
Yes, I'm watching Eurovision.
If you are watching Eurovision tonight, which country are you hoping wins?
Well, obviously I
like the UK song, don't get me wrong. I'm a really big fan of Armenia's and France's. Because I really liked France's. I thought it was interesting. If anyone hasn't seen it, France's piece is called... I'm going to butcher this. I'm very sorry,
apparently
French people.
Apparently San Marino's one's not that bad.
I don't think I remember that one.
Yeah, like... Okay, so... Nancy. Right. Zanfi.
Nancy? Who's that?
Ignore that. She's a college friend of mine.
Oh, I see.
And okay. I got the name
of that. Winner of this week's quiz is... Drumroll, please, guys. Come on. France.
Yippee!
Well done. Well done. And why am I getting a weird look from Shane over there?
Anyways, let's move on to another song. Something bad. I can see it, Abby.
Oh.
From Elsie. Yeah.
How can I say what I want to say? Never learned how to really speak my mind. Let me get a word in I. Guess my brain doesn't think I should try. Come on to turn and play it on rewind. How do I say what I'm trying to say when I can't even look you in the eye? This is difficult. Wanna be a pretty baby centerfold. I don't know, I sound delusional. But when we kissed, you gave an inch, I took a mile. And I see you while I sleep. Please don't hate me. If I bring this to the difficult. Let me be a little baby, have it all. Is it wrong? I sound delusional, but when you kiss me, envision something beautiful. And I see you in my dreams. Please don't hate me. If I let the words come out, I'll sound crazy.
Looking into your travel update on the roads, there's not much to report, but on the A130 southbound, slow moving traffic between Rotenden Turnpike and Fairglen Intercharge. On the A1245 and the A127, Canvey Island, slow moving traffic on Long Road, A130 westbound between Thurwick Road and Canvey Road. Now onto your trains on the Greater Anglia service. There is nothing to report on there and everything is running smoothly on the C2C line. Also on C2C, everything is working smoothly on there as well. All trains are running as well as they should be. And that is it for your travel update. But stay tuned because your next travel update will be in an hour's time with Abby on Coffee and Tea.
We'll be right back. Get ready for a day filled with fun, food and fantastic shopping at one of Essex's premier shopping malls, Eastgate. Situated in the heart of Basildon town centre, Eastgate is your go-to destination for a memorable day out with friends and family. Whether you're craving a delicious meal, seeking exciting entertainment or hunting for the latest fashion trends, Eastgate has it all. Don't miss out on the ultimate shopping experience. Visit us soon and explore everything Eastgate has to offer. For more information, check out our website at eastgateshoppingcentre.com. See you there.
Life of Crystals, the little shop of harmony. Most of our stock has spent thousands of years in the making and is ethically sourced from all over the world. We have a large range of semi-precious crystals and jewellery for all your needs, including tumble stones, raw crystals, centerpieces, and all things metaphysical. Crystal therapy, Reiki, hot stone massage, and Indian head massage. We're open Monday to Sunday. Pop in and see us at the Lower Galleries, Eastgate Shopping Centre, Basildon.
If you would like a fun day out in Basildon, then come to Glow Sports Zone in Eastgate Shopping Centre. It features a glow-in-the-dark crazy golf course, glow darts, glow pool and a glow bar. Whether you're a family looking for a day out, a couple on a first date or a group of friends, you'll have nothing but fun at Glow Sports Zone. Come to Floor 3 in Eastgate Centre and experience it for yourself.
Hit music.
All the stuff that I like to listen to just makes people feel good.
Now on DAP across Essex.
There's a face in the mirror, but it don't look like me. It's been a long, long road I've walked, and I still got nowhere to be. We made a whole lot of memories, we've seen a whole lot of things. We still got plenty of blank white pages if you wanna ride with me. I might not buy you roses, and I might make you cry. I know things might have changed since we met, but I'm still that guy. Yeah, I'm still that guy. Ooh. Stamp your feet and roll your eyes as well. 'Cause every time that you do, yeah, you know it's just another story to tell. I might not buy you roses, and I might make you cry. All things might have changed since we met, but I'm
that was That Guy by Adam Brucas, and he was that guy indeed who made a great song, That Guy. And that was your local artist for this hour. And if you are a local artist yourself and you're listening to us, make sure you email us at gateway978, unsigned at gateway978.com. and then maybe we can play your song on the show, or you can come down to the studio yourself and request a song. But now let's get into another feature, which is the one, the only...
TV, absolutely superb.
People are on the pitch, they think it's all over. It is now.
Radio Club Sports Report.
And I'm going to take it away. Bailey, you take it away, my friend.
Thank you. Ooh, there's a microphone there. Thank you, George. So I'm going to get straight on to it. So Basildon United has under-16 trials on Wednesday the 28th of May at 7 to 8 p.m. So if you guys would like to get in touch, go onto our website and you will find all the details there. But go over to you now, George.
Thank you, Bailey. So I'm going to pass you on to, I believe we have the Premier League sports update for this hour. And let's go into the first matchups of this week. So matches have already happened. Aston Villa beat Tottenham 2-0 the other day. What a result it was for them indeed, especially since they're competing in for Europe. It was a battle between Chelsea and Man United. Chelsea won that 1-0. Great matchup between the two. Everton versus Southampton is tomorrow at the Goodison Park, as is West Ham Nottingham Forest. My team welcome Forest there. It'll be on Sky Sports, so if you want to watch it, you can go on there and watch the game yourself. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we've got Brentford versus Fulham at the Community Stadium. That's a big fixture between the two London derby rivals. Leicester City versus Ipswich Town. Oh, that's an interesting game indeed, since those two teams have been relegated this year. But they've got nothing to play for, so they might as well go all in on that day, tomorrow. 4:30, Arsenal versus Newcastle. Now, Arsenal still fighting for a Champions League spot at the minute. A draw with Liverpool has really helped them. It'll be difficult, though, today, considering their injury problem. However, we'll see if they can come for it, or will Eddie Howe get another impressive victory? Brighton, on Monday, we've got Brighton versus Premier League winners Liverpool. So since Liverpool have nothing to play for anymore, who knows, they might take a chillax break. But, you know, Liverpool will still be Liverpool, a really good team. Also, next two matches on Tuesday, Crystal Palace versus Wolves at Selhurst Park. And Man City versus Bournemouth at the Etihad. Man City are competing for a Champions League spot because out of nowhere they're back in it. And then Crystal Palace versus Wolves. Crystal Palace have an interesting form this year, if you ask me. And I believe there are no matchups on Saturday because I believe that it is FA Cup week today. The FA Cup final. Crystal Palace versus Man City. Wow, what a game it will be. Around 4:30, because I believe Eurovision, yeah. I believe. Yeah, so we want to take it one step at a time, if you ask me. Which is not the worst thing in the world. However, I would recommend watching it because Palace's form this year, as I've said, has been interesting indeed. A good year for them. And who knows, if they win the FA Cup, Man City will go trophyless in the first time in, like, I don't know how many years, actually. It's been quite a while. But that is it for your sports update of the hour. But unfortunately, I don't believe I'll be back next week. But who knows, I might be. Shane, I'm going to warn you. Anyways, let's get into another song, Losing My Mind by Majestic X and Nightcrawlers. Just like Shane losing his mind. We'll be right back. The Radio Club Takeover.
On the lookout for a bargain? Perhaps stop off for a light bite? Come to Basildon Market at our market kiosk, St Martin's Square, with over 40 friendly traders offering a wide variety of goods and services. The best of Basildon in one clean, well-kept place. Open Tuesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturdays for real value. Basildon Market, close by the town's bus and train stations, and there's plenty of parking nearby. Visit us at St Martin's Square, your Basildon Market. Where everyone loves a bargain.
Your say, your way. Gateway 97.8. Community action.
Hello, my name's Moira Brock. I've been running La Danse Fantastique for 34 years now. We are a performing arts school for mixed abilities children. The success that we have seen over that 34 years has been phenomenal. Children that come to our school not only thrive in the arts of music, dance, drama, musical theatre, but they also thrive as young people, which at the moment is extremely important. The Danse Fantastique is a Basildon-based theatre school, a theatre school with a difference. Our telephone number is 07808 986 991. If you're looking for somewhere special to send your child, whether it be somebody with special needs or whether it be a child that you have that's exceptionally talented and you want to find an avenue for them to progress and do their very best in life, then please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to see you. We have our own premises with three studios, a drama studio, a singing studio. All our teachers are fully qualified and registered, and of course we're fully insured. We would love to see you. Please give us a call. Look forward to seeing you very soon.
Gateway 97.8. Community action.
Local radio from the heart of the East Gates. Gateway 97.8.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina here, and damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah. A different city every night.
President, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Every night.
a billionaire. Uh-huh. So freaking bad.
And that was Billionaire by Travie McCoy and Bruno Mars. I want to be a billionaire myself, to be honest. But now we are going to play some more interviews that we got down. Yay! Let's go to the mayor interview that I believe Zamfi had with. Okay.
I'm Zamfi and I'm down near Costa Coffee in town. And I'm here with the mayor. What are you doing here today?
Well, today Heritage Mix are starting what is known as the Great Basildon Community Feast, and they're bringing together people from all the different cultures within the town and just celebrating our togetherness and building up the community.
And what does community mean to you?
Community means people coming together, enhancing the ties that we have together, and learning to get along and being, as a whole, as a unit. And that's really what makes Basildon thrive, is being together as a community and thriving.
So what will we be finding down here in the event today?
Well, have a look around. We've got we have a arts and crafts stall there. We've got food from African nations, including Egypt. Over here there is a there's a area where there's selling water and books, which is really good. And over there, there's a... I haven't had a look round at that one. I'll get round to that one, but it looks like butterflies, bugs and butterflies.
That sounds great. And how long are you going to be here for today?
Oh, I'm going to be here for about 45 minutes to an hour, and I've got a speech to deliver in about 11:30. So if you're in and around the area, come and have a listen and join in the fun.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great interview indeed. Well done, Zamfi. Indeed, you were amazing. Now I'm going to play, how about one final interview by Katie Healing, I believe. And which one of you did that interview?
It was Shane.
It was Shane. I'm a bit nervous about that one now. Wow. I'm kidding. Let's give that a listen.
I'm Shane down at Costa Coffee from Gateway 97.8 with Kate down at the Healing Tips School. So, Kate, what have you got on your stall today?
Okay, so my name's Kate Isaacs. I'm from... I work in and around Raw Through Art as a volunteer today. And it's run by Toyin. And basically, it... culminates people that have suffered some form of trauma or poor mental health, and we do art and it's therapeutic and it's a community-based, you know, wellness system. So we make friends and we sit and discuss and maybe do a little bit of silent art, which is really, it's really lovely because things kind of bubble up so you can kind of deal with things. But yeah, we've just got a nice stall today with our paints and stuff, and you know, hopefully people come down and do some art with us today.
And what made you want to be involved in this event down at town today?
So I went into the programme, the Raw Through Art. I was referred by a friend of mine. And I think it's just because we have people that love art in the family, and there's also a little bit of generational trauma. So I think I've seen the benefits, you know, in front of me kind of thing. But yeah, I just wanted to get involved because they're a lovely group of people.
And what does community mean to you?
Community means to me that we make spaces accessible for everybody, you know, from whatever background and whatever ability.
And how long are you going to be down here on this event today?
We're going to be down here until 3:00, as far as I know.
Lovely. So if you guys want to come down and do some painting and see what Raw Through Art is about, come down to Costa Coffee.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wow, what a great interview that was indeed. I definitely really enjoyed that interview. But unfortunately, guys, that is it for the Radio Club Takeover.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. Very unfortunate. There's no need for a hissy fit. We'll be back next week. Guys, we'll be back next week. Don't worry. Yes, exactly. We'll be back next week with a next jam-packed show. I can guarantee you that. But now Don't go anywhere because we still have Abby doing Coffee and Tea. Hey, that's okay. Now I'm gonna push on to another song, Hold My Girl by George Ezra.
I've been waiting for you to come around and tell me the truth, that everything that you're going through, my girl, you've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and the Sunday mornings on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, rise above. Give me a minute to hold.
Gateway Weather, brought to you by Basildon Market.
Looking into your weather update, it is highs of 21 degrees and lows of 9 degrees, and it's mainly sunny skies today. The pollen count is low, and in Pipps Hill, it is 17 degrees, but feels like 15.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.